Visitor Operations and Experiences Manager Catherine McCusker talks to entomologist Mike Edwards and lead ranger Henry Barnard about some more of the fascinating invertebrates that exist all around the Surrey Hills.
So Mike, please tell us about Microdon devius. Is it as intriguing as it sounds?
It is indeed devious, as the name says. It's a hoverfly. And whilst many hoverflies do actually feed on the aphids which are being looked after by ants, this one has a slightly different approach to having the ant around. On the big ant nests, which are full underneath with adult ants and larvae and pupae of the ants, all being nicely warmed up in the sun, the Microdon devius female lands and lays an egg. The egg hatches, the larva works its way down into the anthill and finds a nice quiet corner, preferably somewhere where an ant might just go past. When the ant goes past, the Microdon devius larva jumps, and that is the end of the ant.
But didn't you say that they, even though they don't look anything like an ant, they smell like an ant to hoodwink the ants or something?
We think quite a lot of things that actually survive inside ant nests are actually adopting the scents of their hosts, because the ants actually communicate with each other by scent, not sight. If you're in Australia, where there are huge numbers of ants, you can look at a patch of ground a metre across and there might be 20 or 30 different kinds of ants running on top of each other and not touching or not doing anything. And sometimes you find ones where the one ant stops and backs off from the other ant.
That's because they don't smell right.
Because they don't smell right.
Wow.
It's probably worth flagging though, if people are looking for this devious little hoverfly, that it's not the black and yellow hoverfly that people think of in their gardens, is it? I mean, it's not pretending it's a wasp, it's not doing any mimicry. This is, from what you've described to me, Mike, quite a big, fat, black, slow hoverfly bimbling around.
It is indeed, very bimbly.